Well, from adventures in the mud to eventually taking a bath. Sounds like a day at my place, actually. No, I'm talking about a brand new kids book from a brand new author who happens to be based here in Ballarat. She's a student of Loretto College, and today is the day that Splish, Splash, Splosh hits the bookshelves of bookstores everywhere. Her name is Chloe, and she's on the line this morning. G'day, Chloe.
Hi, Brett. How are you?
I'm really well. Congratulations.
Thank you.
How special does it feel for today to be the launch day and to grab hold of your book and see your name on the front of it?
It's very exciting. It's quite surreal still, but yeah, very exciting.
Let's go back in time, Chloe. Now, you're only 17 now, but when did this writing bug hit you?
I've always really enjoyed writing. I think the first time I realised it was actually a possibility was probably in primary school, actually. We had to come up with a storybook just out of paper to read to the younger students. And it was just a lot of fun. I wrote this book a couple of years ago, actually, just watching our dogs play in the puddles outside. And, yeah, it just stemmed from there.
So the characters in it, Bindi and Tika, do you say?
Bindi and Tika, yeah.
Bindi and Tika. So are they actually based on pooches you had at home, are they?
Yes, so they... we've had Tika. Tika was my childhood dog. Got her when I think I was nearly three. I've grown up with her. And then Bindi, we've had her whole life. She's five now. Mother Princess as well. She was our dog as well.
What a beautiful name, Mother Princess. Have the dogs approved of the publication?
Yes, definitely.
Do they get a cut of the takings as well?
They'll definitely get some treats.
I'm sure they will. Hey, Chloe, you mentioned this is a two-year process from when you actually wrote it. Has it actually taken that long to sort of get everything ironed out and get the publishers on side and get it printed, et cetera, or was there another reason for that length of time?
It's only taken, I think, about a year since I first spoke to Bradley. But before that, it was just, you know, convincing myself that it was worth it, and editing it as well. I wrote it and then took a while for me to edit it and revise it and be happy with the storyline. But yeah, probably why.
Okay, that makes sense. Chloe, I would imagine, this is just a wild guess, but when I look at a kid's book like you've written, it looks super simple, but I would imagine it's actually really difficult to nail it so the little ones stay interested.
Yeah, well, I mean, I have to strike a balance with the language too, between the children who it's being read to or are perhaps reading it themselves and the adults who are wanting to buy it for their children. It has to be appealing to both. You don't want it to be too complex for the kids, but you also don't want it to be too boring. It is a bit of a balance, and hopefully I've found that balance.
So how do you get that mix right, Chloe? Do you actually trial it? Do you, like, put it on a shelf in a bookshop and see if it stands out to mum and dad, and have you trialed it, probably more importantly, with youngsters aged between 3 and 7?
I have, actually. I have a friend who has a young nephew. I actually got her to read it to him before I approached Bradley, and she said he really loved it and that his mum really loved it as well, so that was sort of the seal of approval I needed to go ahead. On the bookshelves, hopefully, we see that parents and kids really like it.
Chloe, we live in a digital age. Does it please you as a writer to see printed products still selling and in the kids' space selling very well?
Definitely. There's nothing more joyful as a reader than holding a physical book in your hands. It's just a fantastic experience, and to see my book in a physical copy with my name on it, it's so surreal and exciting.
Are you doing the digital thing as well, or can you buy it for a Kindle?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, okay. Hey, tell us about the illustrator, Tess Dowling. Her work's pretty special, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It's absolutely fantastic. I haven't actually met Tess, but I've worked with her throughout this whole process. She's really helped to make the illustrations vivid and vibrant and just alive, really working with me to make sure that I was happy with it every step of the way. It's been really fantastic, and her illustrations are so gorgeous.
Is that the next step for you, to pick up the watercolours and have a crack at the illustrations yourself?
I think if I tried to illustrate something, it would give kids nightmares, but that's okay.
Okay. Let's stick with your strength, which is the written word.
Yes.
Chloe, did you ever have doubts that you were good enough to write? And if so, what would be your advice to aspiring authors?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I still have doubts. I don't think anyone who does sort of have doubts at some point. The biggest advice is just write something. It's better to have something on the page that you can go back and revise and edit than having nothing at all. You know, even if it turns out that you have to change every single word you already wrote, at least you have something, because practice really does make perfect.
Yeah, I like that advice. That is really, really sensible. I'm speaking to Chloe, who goes to school at Loreto here in Ballarat. She's 17 and her first book is out today. It's called Splish, Splash, Splosh. The title all about your dogs in puddles, I'm tipping, Chloe?
Yes.
I can almost hear that sound effect in the background. Hey, what's next for you? This is for the little ones, 3 to 7-year-olds. Are you planning to write for an older audience at any stage?
Hopefully in the future, yeah, I want to write some fantasy novels, but I also do want to keep going with children's books. You know, children's books really are the foundation of learning to love reading, learning to read at all. It's so important to development and childhood. So it is something that I really want to keep going with.
Yeah, kids' books are pretty special too. I remember reading to my girls. Remember Koala Lou?
I do, actually.
Was that Mem Fox? Is that right?
I can't remember.
Oh, it might be. But we still often say in our place, and my kids are pretty old now, Koala Lou, I do love you. It was a pretty special moment, and let's hope that Splish, Splash, Splosh will do a similar thing. Chloe, we're really proud of you. Great work.
Thank you.
Keep writing. Look for the book in all good bookstores from today. Splish, Splash, Splosh, it is called. Chloe, thanks for your time on Ballarat Today.
Thank you so much, Brett.